Everybody knows we have an immigration problem in this country, but most people assume that means that there are just too many illegal immigrants in America. But the elephant in the room that most people have been afraid to talk about until very recently is the reality that there are just too many immigrants, period, in America. We let way too many of them flood in. They're not assimilating. Their children are not properly assimilating. Their grandchildren aren't properly assimilating. And instead, they have been engaging in a cultural insurrection. Do I need to go over the Nationality Act of 1790 again to highlight what the Founding Fathers wrote and put into law about what they wanted in terms of the only people who were allowed at that time, until the liberals changed the laws, of course, to be citizens of this great country? They certainly didn't want people like this clown's parents who came here from Pakistan and then gave birth to this anti-American, anti-white New York Times columnist.
You have lost. You lost. The mistake that you made is...
He's talking to white people.
You let us in the first place. That's the thing with brown people. I'm going to say this as a brown person. There's a lot of us.
We've noticed.
Like a lot. There's like 1.2 billion in India. There's more than 200 million in Pakistan. There's like 170 million in Bangladesh. Those are just the people there. I'm not even talking about the folks who are expats or immigrants. There's a bunch of us.
We know white people are actually a minority on planet Earth, not to mention in numerous different states in the United States. But continue.
And we breed. We're a breeding people.
Oh, we know. We can't go anywhere these days without seeing you or smelling you, not to mention our tax dollars are paying for your children.
We're a breeding people. And the problem is you let us in 1965. There were a few of us beforehand, but once you let one of us in.
He's talking about the Hart-Celler Act, which no mainstream Republicans will talk about. That changed the quotas of immigration, which had restricted it to maintain the racial demographics that the Founding Fathers had intended.
You know what happens with brown folks? Our grandmother comes, our grandfather comes, our uncle comes, our aunt comes, our cousin comes, our second cousin comes.
We know, obviously, everybody knows this. He's just openly bragging about it.
Comes, our third cousin comes. Then we have kids, a bunch of kids. And then guess what?
We pay for them.
Some white women, you know, the Western civilization women, the pure women, the American women, quote unquote, the Rust Belt women, the real women. They like some of us brown folks. We don't take them. They come to us. So we're embedded. We are everywhere. We are everywhere. I've traveled this country. I'm going to speak as a brown person. Brown people are everywhere.
Not everywhere. There's still some nice, peaceful, small towns in certain parts of the country where immigrants and their spawn haven't found.
I want you to realize this. You have lost. Your story is a story filled with misery. It's filled with bland chicken. It's filled with terrible, terrible...
White people's story is a miserable story. White people founded this great country, obviously. The anti-whiteism and the disdain for America is extraordinarily high, not only in many of the immigrants who come here to exploit this country as an economic zone, but like I said, in their children and in their grandchildren. In fact, it usually takes at least three generations from the time a non-European immigrant comes to America before those people are, well, if they ever become Americans as part of their identity.
Dry ass meat. Your music sucks. All your cult.
Our music sucks, huh? Rock and roll, heavy metal, country. Compare that to the grunting over a beat of rap and hip hop.
Your music sucks. All your culture sucks. Nobody, that's why the kids like listen to black people and their music. That's why the kids love Latinos. Your parties suck because they're monochromatic. Our parties have better food, better music, better looking women.
Yeah. It's literally that the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
And what did this Pakistani's parents do after they emigrated to America, other than gracing us with his presence? Well, they got caught up in Operation Cyberstorm and arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 5 years in prison as part of an investigation into large-scale trafficking in counterfeit and infringing computer software. So we're going to have to talk more about the problems of legal immigration since so few Republicans and conservatives want to address this. We're going to have to pave the path for them once again to move the Overton window to make it safe for people to finally talk about this important issue and the cultural insurrection that they've been engaging in. So stay tuned. But first, be sure to order your merch for Christmas soon from my online store at markdice.com. Whole bunch of new mugs this year and beer glasses as well. All the classic designs, or most of them at least, are still available, and I launched a new line I'm calling the Discreet Tee line. It uses a left chest print of smaller graphic instead of having the big one on the front. So whatever you're comfortable with, so be sure to head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below because Christmas is coming up soon, and check them out. Speaking of non-whites who are hostile to white culture, not only in America, but also over in many parts of Europe, they are facing the same thing with people also bragging about, well, whites becoming a minority over there as well, like this woman.
That in London, the white British population has decreased by 600,000, while the minority population has increased by 1.2 million. So, yes, lads, we're winning.
They're winning, of course. She doesn't see herself as a Brit. She is the child of immigrants, obviously, who has not assimilated over there. And if we don't stop the legal immigration problem in the United States, then the most popular baby name for boys in this country will soon be Apu. Just like Mohammed is now the most popular boy's name for babies born over there in England. For the first time, it used to be the most popular baby name, I think, just in London from the, you know, Islamic takeover over there. But now it is the most common new name in all of England, Mohammed. But thankfully, some Republicans are finally starting to talk about this. Here's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You have some strain on the right that says, oh, no, no, you know, illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration, no matter what, is good. And wait a minute. Now, I'm not saying any of it's that it's all bad or what, but it...
Well, I mean, I will, but go on. With the exception of maybe a few hundred that should be allowed here, specialists in various areas, but continue.
Bringing 10 million people from, like, Somalia and dumping them into Georgia, is that good because it's legal? I think you have to think critically about what are we doing with an immigration policy, and is it benefiting the American people? Is it helping to promote a strong American culture? We should never bring people into this country who hate America. And when I...
And or who can't and won't assimilate. So now the globalists are very upset that the Trump administration has paused immigration applications from 19 different countries, including Afghanistan, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Ilhan Omar's homeland, Sudan, Yemen, and others.
And they contribute nothing.
Not only they contribute nothing, but they're a drain on the system. They're a cultural destructive force. They leech our tax dollars. They commit crimes. But yes, tell us more, sir.
The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain.
And leech off our system and then get into political positions, elected offices to further destroy our country, which is why legal immigrants shouldn't be allowed to hold political office, not even in their local school board. We forget that the founding fathers said that the president of the United States must be someone who was born in this country. The president of the United States can't be an immigrant because they will have allegiances to a foreign country. So why is it that we allow non-Americans, and I don't even know if we should call immigrants Americans, why do we allow people who are not born in this country to hold other political offices when they obviously almost always, not all the time, almost always have allegiances to their homeland, not to our homeland? The founding fathers are rolling over in their graves, seeing what happened to this, well, once great country. Obviously, we're trying to make it great again. Here is Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota, a big safe haven, obviously, for Somalis, who just won re-election over there and was catering to the foreigners who invaded his city in hopes of getting re-elected.
Maaga Egawa Jacob Fry, Doke Magalada, Minneapolis, Damaan Shaabka.
I mean, it's bad enough when politicians speak Spanish and put out campaign ads in Spanish because of the immigrant invasion from South America. But now we have politicians putting out campaign ads speaking a language from Africa. And when you import the third world, you become the third world, as these Virginia residents recently discovered.
Courtney Leonard lives literally in the shadow of the new addition being built onto her next door neighbor's house.
Design wise, it doesn't look anything like what it's attached to or anything else.
Anything else in a first world country?
In the neighborhood.
Other neighbors tell us they're okay with this, that three generations of a very nice family will be living here.
Three generations of an immigrant family will be living there. The other neighbors were afraid to be called racist.
That family told us they had nothing to add to our story.
It feels like it's not real.
Notice they didn't show them on camera. For a lot of these kind of investigative stories, they'll track them. They'll sit outside of their house. They'll get them when they're coming to check the mail. They'll go knock on the door. But they didn't want to show what kinds of people these are. And, of course, they didn't mention that they're not from America.
When you see it, I mean, you've seen it. So, yeah, it's shocking.
Katie Dash lives several blocks away and says she's alarmed, like many who know about this.
And so I think we're all just concerned if it could happen to her, it could happen to any of us. And I'm still confused how it was approved.
No kidding. What kind of building codes does this community have? And it's instances like this which inspired someone to make this meme. Franklin grows tired of immigrants and their behavior. And in case you didn't know, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, posted this Franklin meme in response to the controversy over them stopping the drug trafficking boats from coming in. Franklin targets narco-terrorists. And it absolutely infuriated the lunatics on the left, the liberal media, the Democrats, and the publisher of the Franklin series issued a statement denouncing it, which then fed the trolls, causing an absolute explosion in Franklin memes. And if you like memes, then you should wear one to Christmas dinner this year, like the Trump Claw sweatshirt or the t-shirt, which you should order from markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Also, some Trump Claw's wrapping paper over there as well if you want to troll her relatives by wrapping their gifts in some Trump Claws wrapping paper. Also, all of the original designs available for Christmas gifts and new mugs and beer glasses as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.